Thanks for joining us today. You're listening to Laugh Again with Phil Calloway.
Do you have a hobby? A friend says his cat is his hobby. I said, beware of any hobby that climbs your curtains. 10-year-old Austin Seok's hobby is mooing. He won the annual mooing contest at the Wisconsin State Fair because he sounded more like a real cow than any other of the 80 participants. Oh yeah? But can you do this? Austin has mooed since kindergarten. He won after a moo-off with the second place winner. Some moo for a hobby, others sue for a hobby. Jonathan Lee Riches made it in the good books of Guinness by filing the most lawsuits ever. He has sued Somali pirates, Britney Spears, the Eiffel Tower, the president of Iran, and the butter substitute. I can't believe it's not butter. Now there's something for you to spread around. Some ride roller coasters as a hobby. Others are duct tape artists, teabag cover collectors, and eggshell carvers. As for me, I like growing stuff. I think God first put us in a garden for the therapy of nurturing and watching things grow, and weeding and learning about hail. But if you can eat what you grow, so much the better. A few years ago, my handyman friend Dave Schellenberg and I spent a day squinting at a manual and erecting a 6x9 greenhouse. The brochure called it virtually indestructible. Come summer, I watched the tomatoes come alive. They took over, red and delicious. I couldn't keep up with them. I made pizza sauce, salsa, sandwiches. I ate them by the fistful and gave them to grateful neighbors. Thanks, they said. That'll be $5, I told them. In January, we awoke to discover that a fierce wind had blown trees over and moved our greenhouse about 60 feet, or at least parts of it. Pieces were spread from here to Argentina. I was mad at first. Then my wife said, thank God it wasn't our home. And she was right. I told my friend Kevin Birch what happened. He said, you're a busy guy. Don't cheap out on your hobbies. Get another one. So I did. This time Dave and I placed it on a solid foundation. But before we could put screws into it, the rain came and we ran inside. And guess what happened? It blew over. I was not a happy hobbyist. I had never seen a better example of what Jesus talked about in Matthew 7. Where the foolish man builds his house on sand. The rains came, the winds blew, the flood rose, and his neighbors found the tiny pieces. As for my third greenhouse, I spared no expense. My genius neighbor Bela and I assembled that sucker, lifted it onto a solid foundation, and sunk 4-inch screws into the base. We tied airplane cables over top, anchored them, and pounded metal posts through to Beijing, China. And added a fence that now stands sentinel, laughing at winds that blow from the north and west. And I am enjoying the world's greatest tomatoes. I've been selling them door to door now for $10. You know, building on a solid foundation should never be a hobby, but a way of life. Marriages, friendships, homes. In his story, Jesus gave two cures to building that solid foundation. Number one, hear his teaching. Number two, apply it to our lives. We listen, and then we talk to him. We seek the counsel of his word. The storms are going to come. They do, sadly. We're experiencing one even as we speak. But with God's help, we will not be moved. Number one, hear his teaching. Number two, apply it to our lives. Now, by the way, if any of you find some pieces from my first or second greenhouse, please return them. If I can get enough parts, I'm going to reassemble and resell it for cheap. Maybe have a blowout sale.
God promises to never leave us, but that doesn't mean life will be easy. Many search for an escape from life's struggles, but Laugh Again offers something deeper. Encouragement, joy, and the hope of Jesus in the midst of it all. As one listener shared, I wanted to tell you how much Laugh Again means to me. It even helped cheer me up after my dad died. Help share this hope and laughter. Give today at laughagain.us. Laugh Again, truth bringing laughter to life.